contundente.
Okay. You are a moose. You need a bigger car. You need a car fit for a band. So, this is something different. We're doing something different.
Yes.
We are in a car. We have Scott's car. We're in a state car. We've been keeping it. We are heading, where are we heading?
Chautauqua, Kansas.
Chautauqua, Kansas. We are
8 o'clock in the day.
We are going ghost hunting. It's going to be not slightly different. This is going to be a very different episode.
Very different.
We are meeting up with some local ghost hunters.
Do you remember the name of the organization? Is it like something paranormal?
It's, I don't know.
They had a name and they've changed it, I think, recently. I don't know.
Leadership change, too.
Yeah. But there are some local ghost hunters, and we happened to work with one of them at one time, and so we've been talking about doing this for a while with them, and we finally made it happen, or they finally made it happen, and we're just tagging along.
Yes. That's pretty much all the setup. We're going to it used to be an asylum. The way I understand it is no longer an asylum. I don't think that it is a functioning asylum. It's abandoned or
what I understand, they do use the building as like a spooky house, right?
That might be in different. There's a couple different places they were telling us we could go. I don't know if that's this one or not.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't for sure. I just wondered. I mean, I don't believe in ghosts. I'm just going to say that outright.
I also don't believe in ghosts. Not that I don't believe in,
spirit or a person's soul.
Well, I was going to say, I believe in a lot of unexplained things. I've just never really seen anything personally to make me believe in ghosts.
And I think it's rather sad that not to get any type of religious debate or anything, but, it's kind of sad that if you die, you're just stuck here, and there's nowhere to go. I'd rather be nothing.
Yeah.
If it's dead or nothing, I'd rather be nothing. I mean, of course, I'd rather go to some place where I get 42 virgins or heaven and cotton candy and lions I can pet and stuff. But that's what I remember from Sunday school.
Lions?
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be lions in heaven, and you can, pet them, because they're docile.
Why would there be lions?
I'm just telling you what my friend's teacher told me.
And, I can't remember if I'm wrong.
What? Lions don't get to heaven? All lions don't go to heaven?
No, lions don't have souls, so...
You're telling me my dogs are going to be in heaven?
Well, I guess this depends on how you think heaven works.
That's it, I'm done talking.
Okay. Alright, so our plan is to record a little bit while we're, during the ghost hunt, and then we're going to have, sit down with the team and talk to them for a while, and then probably on the way home we'll discuss, how we felt the experience went.
Yeah, because it's going to be late. I mean, if we fall through this thing, we're going to be there for several hours through midnight. Yeah, that's late for us. And,
whatever, dude. I don't always up till midnight.
Not me. I'm fucking crybaby. But, so, this is actually going to be episode 38 of The Agreeable Brains.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to The Agreeable Brains.
Yeah, let's do our intro. I think I can do it without script.
All right, you want to do it?
Yeah, all right. Welcome to The Agreeable Brains. My name is...
Oh, shit.
You can't do it. Welcome to The Agreeable Brains. My name is Scott. Welcome to The Agreeable Brains, episode 38. My name is Scott.
And my name is Chad, and this is the show where two guys you don't know hunt ghosts with some other guys you don't know.
That is so true. So that's what to expect tonight. And so it's going to be a little different. It might be shorter, if we get all sorts of fantastic, I combine fantastic and phantom.
Yeah.
It's made an awesome work.
Hey, there's a stop sign.
I see it. And,
I don't see any phantasms.
Man, I got a tall, crazy
hand with, silver balls he throws at it.
Yeah, with spikes that come out, poking the eye.
Yeah. Did you bring your proton pack?
I did bring my proton pack.
All right.
In my pants. Don't cross the street!
It shoots protons all over bitches' faces.
It's
not protons, it's protein.
Okay, let's sign off here. We'll pick this up. Unless, we get attacked by ghosts and no one ever hears this. If you hear this, rest assured, at least one of us makes it through alive.
Well, it could be like a found footage type deal, this being audio.
Yeah, but no one's going to take the time to edit this shit, put it out.
But you never know, they somehow do it for the movies.
Yeah, but they charge people for that. Alright, and even if they did, it wouldn't be on our feed.
For sure. So, if we die this weekend, or tonight, and somehow this is released, you have to go to our page and like it and leave a nice comment on iTunes.
Yeah, even if some dude steals this, puts it out. Find these evil brains and leave us a positive review on iTunes.
Our widows will appreciate it.
Yes. Because of all the loyalty checks. Alright. We'll catch up with you guys later.
Okay, now we're in a nice little...
It was like I couldn't stand up and kept like something, like kept pushing me like I was out of balance or something.
Really? Good. Chill here for a moment. Alright, watch out. You may be following us. Can you tell us why? Weird. I heard like a squeak. A really odd squeak. If you're curious about us, to come over here and knock my hat off. Is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. Digesting my tongue, bro.
So, did you end up dying while in the nursing home? Did something evil happen to you? Questions as well. You want to go over there?
Good fish.
Go over there and play with them a bit. Mess with their red light. Give Dave a tug on the arm. Excellent. I do appreciate that. So, why don't you go over there and have fun with them?
He really loves to be played with.
Yes, he does. Is there anyone here that's going to stay here with us? If you give me three of these, I would greatly appreciate it. I'll ask nicely, can you please give me three knots? Are you old or young?
You know what's funny? When you're asking a question, you get done. Her corner. When you get done, like it's answering it.
Are you male or female?
One question at a time.
Oh, okay.
Simplified. Are you male? Set a light up. Are you female? Would you like for us to stay here? Yeah.
I forget about that.
Can you tell me the name of someone in this room? Can you tell me your name?
Turn the big button.
That doesn't get awesome, of course.
Yeah.
There we go.
EVP session in there?
As well.
Okay, we're coming up on 3 o'clock here. Okay, since we got a little bit of room, we can space out the recorders. You got a recorder right now?
Yep.
Do you have one there?
I've got mine.
Camera? Much better, it'd be a good spot for you to get in the opposite angle of the So I'll go ahead and take a squat right here.
Yeah, something's done.
Shit. Yeah. Get out the bottle.
Take that. Kind of jump around that end.
Yeah, I'd probably go sit over there with that.
I'll just watch that if it's in the middle, kind of somewhere. Do you have any friends here with you? Would you like to
answer with something? So, what we're going to do here is a game I like to play every time I come to talk with someone. Did you like, playing games? Okay. So this one's called the flashlight game. Here is called a flashlight. It emits light like fire. All you have to do is this little black button on the back of it. All you have to do is press it in and it turns it on. Press it again and it'll turn it off. So we're going to go ahead and start the flashlight game. You heard something?
I see my stomach just made a noise.
Oh, your stomach just made a noise. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chad, since you're close to this door, can you take a look outside?
So back to the flashlight game. I'm going to set this flashlight right here on the table.
Put it on the cup table because
I can't see it. I can't see it. Please go over there and turn that light off. Thank you. Okay, I see that's one that you can turn on. Can you please turn this light off over here for us? Yeah, you can definitely turn that one off.
Basically, to do this, you're going to have to muster up all the energy you can. Focus it on pushing the little button on the back. And I know there's someone strong enough to do that. We've played with our electronics before. Or, if you wish, you can use all the power that's in the batteries.
Would you like us to leave you alone? Remember, click on the light is on the back of the flashlight. If you want us to leave, turn that light off.
Today with the Four State Paranormal Investigation Group, or just Four State Paranormal?
Four State Paranormal.
Four State Paranormal. And that, go ahead and introduce yourself, Dave, since you...
My name is David Glidden. I'm the founder of Four State Paranormal.
My name is Barry Tidwell. I'm a recent investigator.
Jeremy Boyd. Been with Four State since it started, and the group prior to that.
Stephen Walker, and this is my first official investigation with Four State.
I'm John Long. I'm the techie of the group.
And are you someone's dad in the group?
I'm Jeremy's dad.
There you go. So we got a family affair going on here. So this is definitely a unique experience for me and Chad as well. Chad is one more. I guess you've done this a little bit in the past.
I wouldn't say that I've actually done this.
Okay.
What I've done was nothing compared to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, as far as, like, what I've seen on TV and what I know of paranormal investigation, this is along that same lines. I mean, it's not just a group of guys getting together and drinking beer and have one recorder amongst them or whatever. You know, I mean, they got equipment. They set up time. It took an hour for them to set up all their equipment. That's how much equipment they have. So they got a good setup. How's things going tonight?
Tonight, things are just kind of started to become interesting. I mean, there was a few things that had happened. We're not sure if it's anything paranormal. We still have to go over any audio and video we capture tonight. So
that's the thing with ghost hunting or paranormal research. It's not an instant gratification type deal. I mean, you can, right? Because you got to go back and scour the evidence.
When we go over the evidence, we have to go over it in real time. So if you've got six recorders running for 10 hours, that's 60 hours of audio going over. And the same with video. So it gets tiresome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long process.
Yeah.
So you might not, and you guys all have jobs and stuff outside of this. I mean, it's not like you're getting paid to do this. This is a passion project. And so you guys are, taking your own schedule. So when you can do it, you do it. So you're talking 60 hours. That might take a week.
Yeah.
You know, a couple hours every night or 2 or 3 hours every night or whatever. Where are we at? Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about where we're at.
We're actually currently in the Haunted Asylum attraction located in
Chautauqua.
Thank you, guys.
Chautauqua, Kansas. And now, is this unusual that you would go to a place that is like almost a working business, or is that not unusual?
It's not unusual. It's just the type of business that it is. This is the second time I've been here, but it is the first time I've investigated like an attraction like this.
And we say attraction because it's a haunted house.
Right.
I mean, they do other things. They have airsoft. You can rent the place for like a party of airsoft during the summer. They have concerts and stuff. So, but it is unusual. I mean, there's scary stuff set up already.
Yeah.
Like I walked into that room and saw Dracula and was, oh crap. And and we're investigating. And so if you move or you knock something, you got to identify it so that they don't think it's something that was recorded on tape. So, you know, if you, like I burped when I was out there by accident, I had to say, Scott, I burped. And, you know, and so that it, so that it's not misidentified. Yeah, exactly. And, so when I walked into that room, I was like, oh shit. Because it was like, it was dark and it looked like a Dracula type guy, and he's like standing behind a podium like you're walking in a restaurant and he was looking for your reservations. I think it was some sort of operating room or something. But I said oh shit. That's real loud. Just
yeah, we were kind of waiting on somebody to like come around the corner. Steven in particular, but we were kind of waiting for somebody to come around the corner and just kind of catch that out of the corner of their eye and just get the shit scared out of him. And then there's the another one down here that we kind of are waiting for.
So you split us up into teams.
Yes, I did.
We have an odd number, so three of us went and... Or no, I guess we got an even number, don't we?
No.
I got to learn how to count. No, it's odd.
It's odd.
Yeah, it's odd. Thank you.
Every other one is odd.
Public school education. We went to the east.
We went to the east hall.
And the other group, Chad, went with the other group. You split us up, hoping to really freak us out. Either that or we were going to be raped. I'm not sure which one. They went to the west. And are we going to switch? Will we go to the west now and they'll go to the east?
Yeah, we'll switch here.
And you guys will do this for several hours.
Right.
And then every hour and a half or a couple hours, you guys will take a break, kind of chill out, and then get back into it.
Mm-hmm. That also gives us a little bit of time to basically, if we had incurred anything, it gives us a little bit of time to possibly review the actual footage of mainly our digital recorders.
Right.
Because every once in a while we do get those unexplained noises while we're out there. And we don't want to stop recording while we're actually in there.
Right. So, you don't want any interruptions.
No, none at all. So we just usually wait until we actually settle up for a break to possibly go over some of that.
Right. Right. So,
and also to kind of regain our wits after being in the dark for so long.
That's true. That is disorienting. I mean, I have pretty good, I think I have pretty good night vision as far as being a non-raccoon. And, but, and it was like, if I got twisted around, you know, I would have to, it would definitely be feel to get back.
Yeah, that's the thing about this place. I mean, it's almost like a maze and walking through the dark.
Oh, he's walking around.
Well, yeah, we heard noise.
That started freaking us out there for a second.
So now this place has not always been a haunted house. We should explain that this has got a little bit of a history that where you would expect maybe some activity.
Right.
So before it was a haunted house, what was it?
I do believe it was a. The hell was that noise?
Yeah, we're hearing all sorts of stuff now. Hey, all we had to do was turn on the lights and start a podcast. That really ticked somebody off.
I believe it was a
nursing home.
A nursing home prior. I know it was closed down for a long time, and these guys bought it here and turned it into the attraction that it is. But I know there's like a lot of stories that have gone around town about what conspired here.
What went on with the before.
Yeah,
I mean, who nursing homes? I mean, that, you hear some really horrifying stuff, and you hope that doesn't take place. This is obviously a very small town. You hope that that doesn't take place. But, I mean, people died here. Let's just be honest. Well, people died here.
I hope the bedwetting wasn't so traumatic that they would stay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see some dubious stains while we were out there.
Sorry.
But let's talk a little bit about some of the technology you guys have. It's kind of cool. You got IR cameras, right? Infrared.
Right.
Which you've set up in several locations. How many locations?
We just did two locations because of the areas and how much of a maze it is to try to run wires.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, it really is big.
So we had to set up just two locations. We also have our digital recorders are running. We've also got an ion generator pumping ions through part of the building. We have motion detectors set up. We also have a white noise generator that we are probably going to be using around midnight to 3 o'clock, somewhere in that period.
The witching hour. The
witching hour. Just a few other things that we're going to be running later on. I mean, it's going to be experimental stuff.
Do you know, as a stay-at-home dad, do you know what noon time is? If midnight is the witching hour. No, well, that's close. It, but if your wife calls, it's the bitching hour. I don't know if you... But, so... What's interesting is that ion thing that you guys had running.
Ion generator.
It's like an air purifier that's an ion purifier that you can buy like at Better Living stores or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty much an unhoused air purifier, but it puts out negatively charged ions.
Right, and that is putting energy into the atmosphere that if a spirit was there could feed on and use to
manifest.
There you go. That's what I was looking for, and But you walk into that room, you walk into the, like it's cold right now and it's crisp. You walk into that room and you can feel a difference in the atmosphere.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever been in a room that's been ionized with a like an air purifier or anything?
No, I have not.
Okay. maybe that's because I hang out with a lot of potheads. I don't know. But the room is there's a difference. You'll notice it on this next trip. It's the air's a little heavier. And there's a smell, like a real crisp, clean
kind of
smell.
Metallic, almost.
Little metallic-y, yeah. And so, you know, I don't know anything to it, but you definitely tell that there's something going on with that. And don't touch it.
Yeah, I'm
apparently.
Scared to death of that thing.
Yeah, you would be.
I was getting ready to stick my dick in it, and they told me not to.
Just because of the needles. Yeah,
we should have warned him. I put my dick in everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the fact that it's electrically charged has no, never mind.
That was a bonus. So, also, your dad built that, right?
No, he did not build that. That's Dave's
doing. Okay, okay, you build it? Or oh, okay. I mean, these guys are like, I couldn't do that. Right?
No, you could not.
What about you, though? You're like smart.
I might be able to.
Oh, okay.
Be like MacGruber.
I could not build it. But a lot of your equipment is modified or built, right, from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like
experimental pieces, like the white noise generator and some of our IR boxes. John had built those. The ion generator, I went ahead and pieced together myself. And we just kind of experimented with all that stuff, just putting it together and using
the,
it in the field.
The white noise thing is interesting because you are pretty much using that as, why don't you explain it? Because you'll explain it a lot better than I can.
The basis behind the white noise generator, number one, it said that spirits can communicate through the white noise. Also, whenever we record and we have the white noise behind the recording, it's the constant that's behind it. So if somebody were to try to edit a recording to make a EVP or a fake EVP, you'll hear a cut in the white noise. So
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's almost, like we were talking earlier, it's almost like a watermark or a security, you know, those little time things in the side of security cameras. Those are really hard to duplicate.
Right.
And you cut it out, you're going to see a jump in time. It's that same principle.
Yeah.
Which I don't think on those shows I've seen anybody else use anything like that.
I know the early Ghost Hunters episodes.
They had something like that?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Of course, anymore that's so televised and so, you know, overdone that they don't need.
Well, anytime you get a producer involved in anything, they're just worried about good TV.
Right.
You know, so they're going to do what they need to do to get a good show.
That's why we have Jeremy here. He'll do anything for a good show.
You aren't supposed to share that.
Sorry.
So if I see a naked ghost,
that's
probably him. Just.
It's probably just Jeremy running around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just
the paleness.
Yeah,
sorry, it's too cold in here for that.
A slight ethereal glow off of his iridescent skin from no sunlight. Because you guys do this at night.
Mm-hmm.
All night long.
It's amazing. It's been pretty cool. What was your thoughts on your first hunt there? Your first half of your hunt.
The thing I noticed that's different than on TV is how much noise the human body makes just standing there.
That's true. I noticed that too. There were several times Dave had to say, "Dave, that was my stomach. I should have eaten dinner." And I'm sitting there trying to stand as still as possible. I know that I'm like a statue, and I still feel like stuff is creaking and cracking, and the building makes noise too.
Yeah.
Like these, we kept hearing this pop. And I think it's these wood planks on these temporary walls that they have a contracting and expanding with the changing of the temperature.
Yep.
And but that was a consistent thing. We kept hearing that. Except for there was one that we're going to, because it came from a completely different place. We kept hearing one that was from a distance from us
and
in the same place.
Like really silent, soft knocks and cracks and stuff. But that one was just really loud.
It was clear and it. Close.
Yeah.
It wasn't a triple knock, was it?
No.
Okay. No.
Good.
Because I made a triple knock back over there, so I don't know if that came through, but.
Oh, and by the way, we went through that little tunnel dilly.
The,
merry-go-round.
The mesmerizer, whatever he called it. I can't remember what it was.
No, this was a metal drum with a half cut out. You had to get in and spin it around to get in the maze.
So that's a good way to separate the group. Just one by one, someone's murdering you as you're just coming. You have no clue.
Yeah, that thing makes a lot of noise. So yeah, we did.
Oh, that might have been some of what we thought were like trucks and stuff outside. That might have been some of that, like an old barrel creaking and stuff as it turned.
What sounded like brakes.
Yeah.
Which that's a good reason why we actually take the recorders and sync them. So that as we're going along, I can tag it by stating what it was, and if another recorder picks it up from another room, we'll have the same.
You can look at your recorder and say, well, at 11:30 is when we heard that noise, and we'll go to the other recorder and say about 11:30 or whatever time is on your recorder, and you can hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
We try just about any way to debunk odd things.
Yeah, and you want to not just have one example of it. You would like to, so you have multiple recorders, you have multiple things. So if there's things you can refer back to, you know, that's what they're there for. So share with the class, Stephen.
Well, I felt like I got touched on the back of my leg and I didn't say nothing. I looked at John and I waited and I felt it again.
Just now?
Yeah, and then I felt it on my mid-back right after that.
My hands are in my pocket, so it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm standing right in front of you, not seeing anybody playing grab ass.
No. Kind of weird.
Hey, you know, brought a lot of activity. Maybe they're, like, interested in seeing what's going on right here.
Well, we have had some interesting stuff on the west side so far. We've had a lot of real interesting things that seem like it was possibly trailing us or something.
Really?
Yeah, and our last stop was in this particular room, which is the front office of the right. asylum. So, who knows? It may be hanging out here with us and wanting to say hi yeah. by grabbing Steven's ass. I don't know why I'd want to do that.
He is attractive.
He's attractive.
He has a lot of product in his hair. So let's just let's wrap this up a little bit and maybe go around the group and ask, huh?
That's what she said.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's what she said. But we'll go around the group and you guys have all been investigating for a while. Stevens seems like he's the newest member, besides us. And what is your most like bizarre or coolest story that you have from hunting? Or best example, or, you know.
You got an hour?
It's a long, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's really good, though.
Well, just do what you can.
I'll try to short it.
Yeah.
But I'll let them go first.
Well, one of the most interesting things that's happened to Dave, Barry, and myself is when we're on a prior investigation, and I think it was probably Barry's first or second night or something with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it was my first or second, something like that.
And Dave thought he heard or saw something down one hallway, so he grabbed me to go with him, and Barry went the opposite direction. Well, we met each other in like the far corner.
Keep in mind the hallway he's talking about, the basement of this place is a big square.
Okay.
Anyway, we meet each other down the corner. We didn't see anything or hear anything further, so we decided to go ahead and walk back and meet back with the rest of our group. And well, as we were walking down the hall, Dave and I were chuckling and talking about something and could have swore Barry was right behind us. Until we got to the other end, and here comes Barry down the other hall. So Dave and I pretty much look at each other, look behind us, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because you had that feeling.
Yeah, when you're walking in a dark hallway and you think someone's behind you, or, you know, you can feel a presence when you know someone's behind you. Mm-hmm. And so you just assumed at that time it was Barry.
Yep. Yeah, I even looked back over my shoulder and saw, like, somebody was following us. Barry was wearing, like, black clothing. And
what
stuff.
Barry wears.
Yeah. Yep. So I figured, you know, quick glance, that's Barry. Blah, blah, blah. Let's walk on down.
But needless to say...
And then he was came face-wise to you.
Yeah. Yep.
And
needless to say, we both pretty much turned back around and tried to find out what the hell was going on. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have any cameras or anything like that? Or was this just a nope. recording in the hallway?
Spur of the moment, go take a look.
Wow.
Yeah. Gotta love that place. The Coffee Bowl Mansion. Basically, another thing that's on that's just really odd is for the simple fact that W.P. Brown... the guy who actually built the mansion, back on reviewing, he's about my same size, height, build.
Doing some history on it, you found out that...
Yeah, he was a bigger guy. He was about 6'2", I believe, 6'2", 6'3".
Something yeah.
Like that, yeah. Something like that, and...
Steven Sneeze.
Yeah, Steven Sneeze.
He's allergic.
So that was really odd whenever they said that they thought I was behind him. It was just, and like they've said, he glanced. So we had a lot of activity in that place.
Yeah.
I've been slapped in the back of the head, Dave.
That seems to be Dave, one of Dave's favorite games.
Yes.
Pick on
to
Barry.
Request that Barry gets molested by a ghost.
I was violated.
You guys, anybody else? You got a good story, Steven? Or,
I mean, like I said, this is my first investigation with the group, and other than that, I've went on ghost tours,
right.
and stuff with other groups, but it's really not the same thing.
Right.
It's really not as in depth. It's more controlled, and you don't
boring.
Get to be a part of it as much as it's more of watching and listening.
Boring.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Let's hear this story.
All right. Probably, I think it was like 2010, I was hosting an investigation at the Brown Mansion in Coffeyville, Kansas, and my co-founder of my prior group, we split up in groups, and he took a team down into the basement, and I took a team to the second floor. Well, I had a camcorder on me, so I figured I'd go downstairs and film his team for a little bit. Upon reaching them, they were actually having communications through knocking. He would ask for it to knock once for yes, twice for no. And 15 minutes later, he'd ask the same question and rephrase it and get the same answers. And this went on for about an hour.
Oh, wow.
And it got to the point where we thought somebody was on the first floor messing with us. So I took somebody out of his
group.
It
was so consistent that
we went up to the first floor and we sat in the room above where they were at, and I could hear the knocks coming 10 feet in front of me. Nobody's there. Well, just a few minutes after that, one of my investigators, Gene, had my group upstairs, and I could hear him trying to radio for Mike. So I start going up the stairs, and when you go up the stairs, you got stairway, landing, stairway.
Right.
And I get to the landing, and I hear a big boom, and all the girls up there just start freaking out, screaming. So I run up there, run into the room, and I see Gene picking himself up off the floor. He looked like a punched-out boxer.
Right.
Best way to describe it. He was falling over the bed and everything. We finally got him sitting groggy. Down, and he couldn't really communicate with us without making sense. And we got everybody out of there, and from what Gene told us, while he was up there, he was hearing people walking in the hallway, and he thought it was myself and Mike. And at that point, he was sitting in front of the bathroom. These bedrooms have adjoining bathroom, and both the doors were open so he could see through into the master bedroom.
Right.
Well, he's sitting in one room, looks into the master bedroom, sees a figure of a woman standing in there. So he decides he's going to chase this woman out into the hallway where Mike and I supposedly were. And before he could even take a first step, something forced him down, kind of at an angle. He fell into a chair, broke the chair, and it was like a 100-year-old chair, so I'm pretty sure he didn't just fall into it.
Right.
But after finding that out, we looked where the chair was at. The chair was actually right in front of a window that was on the second floor, and the windows are only about a foot off the ground. So if that chair wasn't there, he would have
gone out the window
through the second floor window. But while we were talking about all this, we're standing in front of the bathroom, and I feel this cold draft. I mean, like really strong draft, just go blowing right by me.
Right.
And I didn't say anything at the time, and I just kind of looked down and looked at Mike. He was standing at my right, and I just watched him start looking around him because I knew he felt it and everything, and he just kind of validated my story. But the knockings we actually caught on camera, so I've got that. It's on our website.
Right.
And also the aftermath of what happened to Gene, I've got it on video as well, and it's on our website.
Wow. What's your website?
It is www.pioswm.com.
Very cool. So go check out that website. You can see the video for yourself. We may see about getting a taking it, not off your website, but, you know, making a copy of it or something, putting it on ours too, so they can see it. And it's been interesting. We actually didn't mention we had one other thing happen. I don't know. Is it couture or is it, that's the wrong word.
Kosher
to Couture's like dressing up, right, or something. Clothes.
He's a UFC fighter.
Yeah, okay. Randy.
Yeah, Randy Couture. But is it kosher to talk at these about that, or do you wait?
I'm gonna wait on this one just to see if it happens to anybody else.
Okay. All right.
Our team has had a few things that we want to wait and see if
they
catch.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I almost blabbed it.
You don't jinx it.
Yeah, I almost blabbed it. All right, Chad. We want to wrap this up by doing the closer for the show, or just
no? We just
going to wrap it up. Okay, yeah. So we're going to continue on with our investigation. These guys are excited about getting back out there, and we held them up longer than they normally wait. So we're going to get them back out there hunting.
Yeah, what the hell?
Good hunting, guys.
Okay, so Scott and I are going back to a room by ourselves to do a, I guess not solo.
You know where you're going?
You
want the bigger flashlight?
This one's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
They're making fun of the size of my flashlight.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that wood thing was not scary by any means.
We're getting ready to go through a creaky door.
Yeah.
strange in the form. They're pretty big. Some of them, and I started. Alright. So we're in H2. And is this the east side?
Yes.
That's Scott. Alright. Gotta turn that thing on. Is it on?
Yeah, it is on.
Oh, it is on.
Are they both on? I'm on the
fourth. I'm on the
Yes, sir.
Hold on, Sean has set the recorder.
Our recorder?
Yes. Are you going to talk to the ghost?
No, you got to talk to the ghost.
Stephen, David had suggested that his, David knows my chair. Huh? That was my chair. Stephen had suggested to, not Steve, I'm sorry, David has suggested that he was going to start getting belligerent to provoke the ghost. Because he was getting a little forceful there in the last room. Alright, you should say something.
Oh,
I'm just trying to get that to freak you out of. If you were in this room with us, manipulate the green light. Where's Chad? I don't think you can do it. Green light turn red now. Rose me. That was a fart. That was my stomach. Damn, dude. That was a dog outside. Ignore Chad's farts. That was me. That was my stomach.
See what we're doing, maybe. I'm trying a different approach.
Well, we just did that. When I saw the order out in the living room area, we were just talking casually, like, just having a conversation. And he had his eyes closed. The ghost was all like, hey, what's going on here? If you want to be part of our conversation, touch the green light. Or speak into the red light that is positioned in my crotch. And we picked the one room in the whole place that has no ghosts.
Anything to
that? Like all the other times that it's getting like EKG is like pretty consistently.
Isn't that what this is?
Yeah, like we're not getting nothing.
If we didn't get nothing at all through the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah. No EKG, but like she was getting said he felt stuff and Dave said he felt stuff.
And we did have a weird thing that moved the grid. If you're in this room, slap
go to the other room and then address them and freak them out. Go to the room where Barry is at and pull on his goatee. He loves that. If you can manifest yourself to touch the line, touch the green light, and make it change colors. Maybe it's colorblind. See how there's a window behind you that's boarded up? Look at this. Look at the seal at the top. There's spike coming through. It's not completely boarded up.
Yeah.
So I think that's like what I was outside just now. When I saw the orb, it was a car driving by. You saw an orb. You saw a spook light. I'm not convinced. I think we can let that ghost right here. I'm trying to get around. Do you have any other questions? Yeah, just the fucking line. If you saw this line, you're going to leave. Train. Okay. Call this room. This room is not haunted. This room is sanctified. This is the safest room in the world.
Freak me out. I don't like the car.
Well, let's go sit in here. things you don't like.
And I don't want to be that guy, so they can lie on him.
Yeah,
film down in here. I mean, shine your light on there, wouldn't that day?
But they spin its head around. I will run as fast as you've ever seen your own. I'm in practice with it.
Well, just blink your eyes, little girl. Blink your eyes.
I want to call it a video.
Say something about
his evil.
Here, okay. It's too long. Brandon was getting something earlier in the other room. He was talking, he was saying he was going to steal their toy, steal the teddy bear.
And oh, mate. Wait.
Don't touch it.
I'm going to take this clown, this doll, and this teddy bear, unless you manipulate the light. Change it from green to red. I have kids.
Hey, you have my stomach.
Your stomach's a lot of a fucking thing.
I never noticed it before.
I am going to take this teddy bear to my children.
Oh crap. Let's turn it off.
But I'll record over if I hit record.
I don't know. Let's go ahead and act it out. Don't forget that you can't show it.
It's back on the clown, guys.
I didn't even touch that clown.
It's not here now.
Yeah, my nose is running.
Flash that thing.
Wait, let me turn the light on. Alright, so that was our ghost hunting adventure. We're going to take a break and maybe record something on the way home.
Single
you can see it.
That's crazy.
I stared at that fucking green light until I couldn't see green.
And then we went off and actually did a little bit of stuff by ourselves, and we didn't get it at all. Nothing. So, but I think the ghosts were like, they were like, who are these podcast bitches? Because we were loud. We were extremely loud when we were out there. And didn't really know how to talk to the ghost. And,
well, yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. It's a little,
and we kept making jokes toward each other.
Well, yeah. I don't, it's hard to just sit in a room and then talk to something that's not there.
It's not hard for some of those guys, though. Man, they were,
well, yeah, but they've got, like, the practice and stuff. It's just kind of weird to sit in a room and then just be like,
in a dark room.
Well, then they sort of have, like a pattern or
stuff that maybe it worked in the past.
Yeah, like certain things that, but we were just like, hey, bitch, that's the line.
Yeah, I was trying to be aggressive. We were, Dave,
which is exactly what they say not to do.
Dave, the team leader of my group, was the founder of the club. I guess it's not a club, but the,
what do you call it, a club?
It's an organization. A team. He had stated that he was going to start getting more provocative and more aggressive. And he said Barry was a little aggressive sometimes.
Yeah, in the last room, he started getting a little, like, you know, not, I guess, maybe a little bit more
aggressive.
Like, earlier he was just like, you know, is there anyone here? But, I mean, as he can be at that point, you know, it was just like, you know, touch that light, now make it stop, you know, prove that you're here, you know, that kind of stuff. But he was all like, touch that light, motherfucker, I'm going to proton pack your ass.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was doing, and it didn't work either, though.
Yeah. I mean, ghosts don't take kindly to your stand.
We did have a recorder, so maybe we picked up some sort of EVP or something.
Yeah, you'll have to listen in for yourself and decide.
Will I?
You will.
Will I have to?
You have to.
I don't want to listen to our show. It's terrible.
I don't know how this will turn out. My plan is to not really edit. I mean, other than splice everything together, I want to have the whole full experience. So.
There'll be a couple of, like, jumps where we've paused and the sound will be different.
We'll put a little bumper in there between, like, the sessions and stuff.
Yeah, and the sound's going to be kind of shitty in some areas because this little recorder.
This is live, folks.
I'm driving, and nobody in Kansas knows how to turn off their mics until they're right up on your ass.
That's really all I have to say.
I don't know. It was a fun experience. It was,
cool hanging out with those guys.
And they had a lot of cool equipment, and they took it seriously. It wasn't just like an excuse for them to get out of the house or whatever, I don't know. But it was, you know, they had the equipment, they had the drive, you know, they probably used some funding. But we would definitely like to thank them. The Four State Paranormal, right?
Four State Paranormal, that's the name of the team.
And Mary and David and Steven and John. John and his son. I can't remember the son's name.
Well, yeah, this is earlier, so.
And all those guys, they were very nice to us, and we had a good time, and it was entertaining.
So, would you go back with them and do another ghost tour?
Maybe not there. I thought that place was maybe a little too new, and I thought that that place, I want to go to, like, a fucking decrepit, ancient
fort. Do you think only old dead people are ghosts?
No,
it can't be new ghosts.
I don't know. If the building was built in the 80s, I just don't think there's any ghosts there.
I don't know. There's people from the 80s can't die to ghosts.
I just don't think they're going to haunt there.
Did you get scared at all?
I would say not scared, but there was times where I had goosebumps all over me, you know, but there was
40 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
What about Dracula?
Oh, Dracula spooked me. Yeah, that's right. Walked through our door, and there was a, they had set up as like a coffin room, and
you know, it was like a funeral, except, you know, the room was like 2 feet by 2 feet,
and two full-size coffins in it, up against two walls, and then they had, for some reason, like,
Dracula standing by a podium like he was taking your name or something down.
Oh, he was giving a speech.
Oh. And then so well, I walked right into that room pretty quick and just, I said, I'm standing on their table. I said, holy shit! That scared the piss out of me. And it was pretty funny, but did you see anything weird? I did see something weird. And quit talking like that. You set me up. So we had, you know, they maybe were more open to things than we were, and a couple of team members were feeling things, and the one guy got a little sick, and they say that if a ghost, you know, touches a person or whatever, it can affect them and make them sick.
Show me on the doll where the ghost touched you.
It can drain their energy. And he started up feeling it, so he kind of came out to the main area, but instead of turning on all the lights, you know, that would have lit up the rest of the place a little more, too. He left it dark, and so my group came out to get some more equipment, and then they didn't want to leave him alone, and they left you and another guy alone out there, so they were like, we're going to get back to him. And so I sat out there with the gentleman that got sick, and we're just sitting out there talking to BS, and he's not feeling good. He's leaning back on the couch and got his eyes closed. And I'm sitting there and I see an orb of light pass right in front of me. I mean, it was really quick. And it almost looked like a combination of like headlights going by your window, and the light shines on your wall and moves, and you know, and like one of those particles that moves across your eyeball. You see it, you know, like little floaty things. And it was almost like that, but a lot quicker with a yellow tint. And so I said, hey, did you see that? He said, no, why? And I said, you didn't see that? He said, no, I had my eyes closed, why? And I said, oh, I just saw something. And then I felt stupid for seeing something, but I don't know, I don't think it was a ghost. I think it was some sort of light creeping into the building, making a weird thing, but I'm pretty logical. I tried to think of everything that it might be, and I went and looked around the room with flashlight for like light cracks or whatever, and I didn't see anything, but I don't know. I saw a couple things. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a believer ghost, though, right now. I mean, it's a little more open to it, but I tried to go into it with an open mind. I mean, you know, I don't believe in ghosts, but mostly because I've never had an experience or ever really heard of an experience that, like, applied to me or sense. You know, people are like, oh, I woke up and my mom was standing at the foot of my bed. Sorry. Jeez. You know, well, maybe, but you could have fucking just dreamed that, you know? I don't know. And so, I just never really put much credence. Yeah, so, I don't know, but I tried to go with an open mind. And, I don't know, there were some interesting things. I don't know, like I said, we got a ton of hits on that EKG, which I guess is kind of usual, but, I mean, I don't, you know, there could be an explanation for it. It didn't seem like it was anything in the room that was affecting it, because he would move, you know, you'd be like, oh, yeah, maybe it's this, you know, light switch, and he'd be checking, it's like not doing anything, and then Barry'd be like, you know, if you don't want me to steal this teddy bear, make that light flash, and then the light would start fucking flashing and shit. So, I don't know, it could be something, I don't know, I mean,
yeah,
who knows.
We didn't solve the mystery, Terry.
I don't know. I thought it might be a little more scary than it was. I kind of...
We are sitting in a former...
The place they use over during Halloween, they use it as a haunted house. You know,
and it's a spook house. Like a spook house.
Yeah. So there's all kind of crazy decorations. But I think that actually made it a little less scary.
Yeah, I do too.
Because, you know, it's not like you're just walking through like a creepy old building and it's... You know, there's puppets and shit everywhere, but there's supposed to be puppets and shit everywhere.
When we went into that room, that was like the break room, it was all more like real stuff. That was creepier than anything else.
Oh, but it was like almost like an abandoned, like, daycare.
Yeah,
there's like toys everywhere. Although, you know, when I get home and go into my kid's toy room,
yeah,
it's gonna look just like that shit, so. I don't know, I think it was so over the top that it was not scary at all. Like, you know, we walk around the corner and there's like two full size coffins and a Dracula sitting there. You're like, you know, that's not. That's like,
yeah, you know,
spook you, but you're able to, yeah, you're able to realize right away that, hey, that's just way over the top. If they invite me to go to, like, another museum or another, like, I want to go to a real old place, I don't know, like a creepy old place, and if they invite me to, I'll go do that, but if they invite me to go to the thing in Stoneford, I don't know if I'd go back.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with those guys here, so. I guess if you have a chance to go ghost hunting.
And you can visit their website, which they mentioned, and they will take you on a tour.
Yeah.
I do believe they charge, but they will take you on a tour.
Yeah, it definitely is worth it.
Yeah, it's on their equipment.
And it's fun. It's a good way to spend a... What the fuck is it, Saturday night?
Yeah, it is now Saturday night.
Well, it's now Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, yeah.
But yeah, totally, I had fun.
I'm glad we did it. I had a blast. It was fun, and those guys are super cool.
Yep. So, do we want to just sign off here, then?
Yeah, I think we should just go ahead and sign off.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Agreeable Brains. Oh, wait, that's the intro. How's the end start?
That's kind of it. Thank you for listening to us this week. As always, you can find...
Let's just say goodbye.
Yeah, we'll just say goodbye.
Hey, this has been the Agreeable Brains with the 4-State Paranormal at the Haunted Asylum in Setopa, Kansas. We're signing out.